All
We're
right.
back.
We are. The A block is here. Again, it's just two of us though. We truly cannot get our act 100% together. It is just one of those things.
It's just one of those things. We apologize. We didn't. I also am just going to get right out ahead of it. I'm sorry we did not give the three of us this podcast when we were in Charleston together. But truly, it was a trip of a full schedule. So,
We were busy, or we were tired, or we weren't even all together. It was just like it wasn't a.
yeah.
It really, it,
Haley and
honestly.
Claire were in the wedding. So, like, half the time, I wasn't really even with you guys.
Yeah, it was, and we really kind of were go go go. Like it
Yeah.
wasn't. This was not a leisurely lay around for 8 hours in the day kind of trip.
No.
But yeah, so this is just Jacqueline and Claire today. So we're,
If you weren't able to tell already.
yes, exactly. But yes, we all did see each other last week, so that was very special.
was
It
so fun. And
was.
we squealed like little girls in the middle of a restaurant, and I think everyone was like, "All right,
We
shut up."
did. We did. I got so giggly when you came in, and then Haley and I had seen each other first at the airport, and I got so giggly then. I was like, ah! And I mean, whatever. I mean, honestly, probably everywhere we went on this trip, we were the annoying people in the room. I kind of just,
100%.
yeah. It was just one of those things. One of those. That's how my group of friends and I, we were in college, and we like, we're, we ha we totally understood it. We're like, we are the people everybody hates, but we're just like too busy having such a good time in our own little world. We're not messing with other people. We're not being like, we're not trying to start fights. We're just having fun in our own little circle. And that was pretty much how we were this time around.
Yeah. It's like we're maybe a little too loud, maybe a drink gets spilled, we're asking for espresso martinis. It's like a whole, we're having
Have you heard of a
fun.
Negroni Spagliato? Could you make me that? Did you see the Game of Thrones video where I learned, like, yeah, that type of thing? What does that mean? Ooh, can I Google that? How long have you lived here? Just, I mean,
Where's a cool place we should go get dinner?
just real chatty, real chatty. But you know what? I like to think we are a joy. I know we're not. I
I
know we're not.
refuse to believe anything else.
Yes. And I, true to my form in going to Charleston, I did fall in love on this trip. And my love is left behind now. But you know, I can't go to that city without, you know, making a romantic connection. Now, this romantic connection, it's purely one-sided. There was no
Wondering
actual.
if you were going to make that admission or not.
Of course I will. Of course I will. The love is in my head. But you know what? It's love nonetheless. It's a real form of unrequited love, as they say. And you know what? It's a real thing. Some say it's the hardest. But you know, maybe one day when I go back to that city again, I'll finally find someone for real. Or maybe I'll just always go there and lose at love. I don't know. But
You know what? I think you'll go back and maybe it'll be one-sided on their end initially, and they'll chase after you and they'll be like, "Oh, Claire." And then eventually you'll just give in and be like, "You know what? They are pretty cool."
yeah, you know what? That doesn't happen with me. That's just not the way it is. I don't change.
I'm trying to manifest it for
I
you.
appreciate it. I appreciate it. But yeah, Charleston was great. We it's a it's a I love Charleston.
I love it too. It was really fun, but like you said, it was definitely one of those trips where like it wasn't a vacation, it was a trip
Yeah. No,
where
yeah.
like every
Not
day
a
was
yeah,
like
it was
we had
not a
something to
vacation.
do, and
Yeah.
I mean it was all fun stuff, but
Oh
like
yeah, it
there
was a great
wasn't,
time.
yeah, it was a great time, great food, great drinks, just all around good vibes. But yeah, it was just yeah, very tiring by the end of it. I have been legit exhausted all week. Like, I can't sleep enough. There's not enough caffeine in the world. There's not enough ice rollers. Like, horrible. I feel like, I still feel like a bloated tick, and I'm still in the space of, I don't think I will ever drink a vodka soda again. Ooh. And not because I got too drunk one night and like threw up. It's just like, that's like what I drank the whole time we were there. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
I don't want to taste it.
No, I wouldn't drink it to begin with, but so I can only imagine having that many. I'd be like, ugh. I don't feel bloated. Thankfully, I just, yes, feel exhausted still. So I got home on Sunday and did something I never do, which is I got home. First of all, two of my coworkers were on my flight back to Dallas. They were also in Charleston. They were there for a bachelorette party.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And so it was really just delightful catching them at baggage claim and looking the way I looked. However, they were so kind to say my skin looked great. I'm just not I'm a no makeup, no frills flyer. Like, I'm not trying to look good going or coming. Like, I'm going to be super moisturized and comfortable.
Yeah.
But I got home and I immediately unpacked, did laundry, and like got my act together. And I was like, wow, I am really setting myself up for success this week, because I knew starting with Monday morning on, every day this week was packed. I couldn't, like, morning and night, I wasn't going to be able to have extra time. And I was correct in that, but it is amazing how I have absolutely trashed this apartment after. I mean, it is shocking. Like, this morning as I was leaving for work, Rue was like, I could see the look on his face being like, you're really going to leave me in these conditions? Like, it's hazardous. Like, he could die, because there's just so much crap everywhere, like clothes, bags, trash. Like, what happened? Like, a mere 4 days ago, it was like spotlessly clean. Cause of course, when I came home from the trip, my apartment was in good shape, and then I put everything away.
Yeah.
And then it's just like clothes that I hung up to dry, I've never put away. Clothes that were in the dryer, I pulled out, never put them away. I finally went grocery shopping, and like, I put half of the groceries away. The other half, I like started eating right then and there. And so those never made it to the cabinet. I've never put like a single dish in the dishwasher. It's just like pandemonium. I had to buy some stuff at Ulta, and so the Ulta bag and like the receipts. I'm like, oh, what's wrong with me?
You're like, what am I doing?
And last night I do a work thing every Wednesday night. And I was able to do it from home last night on my work computer. And like, so I have work documents everywhere. It's just, it's terrible. And I'm hoping once I get off this tonight, I'm going to put on some music and just like bang it out, because the entire weekend is booked too. I don't know when I'm going to be able to clean. And like, we can't go 2 weeks on this, because I can only imagine if it's this messy now. I mean, truly, I would be on an episode of Hoarders if, like,
you would not be able to survive 2 weeks. You know what?
No.
Just a couple little tasks at a time.
I know.
You know?
I know. But you know, being so tired, like I know you are this week too, it's like, it just becomes
like
impossible.
Yeah.
Like a couple of nights ago, I was that level of tired where my body, I felt so achy. It was like, uh-huh. Am I sick or tired? And I was like, I know I'm just tired. I know I'm just tired. But then that next morning, I woke up at 5 a.m. to go on a run. So my body was like, all right. We thought we were headed in the right direction. And then you did that. Okay. Interesting. We're going to do something that we've not done in 20 years. Okay. Wonderful. I love that. So,
that'll really shock your system, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, whoa, we're not drinking mimosas today.
No. Yeah. No, we're running now. I'm a runner now. I've run twice lately. I have run 4 miles without stopping.
Awesome.
Without stopping. Yeah.
Holy outside. Shit.
I have a running buddy, and I am very seriously considering running a half marathon in December. I don't know what's happening.
Okay. I'm not saying anything, because my jaw has just dropped.
I know. That's how I feel too. I think about,
whoa.
But I'm really like, I don't know. I'm a goal. I like a goal. And I don't have like a super like tangible goal at the moment. And so I'm like, between now and December, I could totally get to where I can run 13 miles. Right?
I'm not the person to ask.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I would imagine that there is some sort of training regimen you can follow.
I think I'm on that regimen currently. I think accidentally I've gotten on the track. I think
you're doing that.
Yeah. And so I don't know. We're gonna see where it goes. But that's another reason why I think my body was just like, you gotta be kidding me. But, and this will be my last nugget about my week. I have, just when, you know, I'm doing well in terms of like meeting all my work responsibilities and having some social time and going for a 4 mile run. We got the balance of the dirty apartment. Don't worry. I've also missed 2 ClassPass classes this week. So it's completely even on the productivity, trash life scale.
Oh, I missed mine, yesterday morning. I did not sign up for one Tuesday night because specifically I was like, I need to make sure one that I would actually wake up.
Yes.
So my alarm went off at 5 and then I decided I wanted to take the class at 7 a.m. instead of 6 a.m. And I was like, all right, I'll just go into the office a little bit later today, like whatever. I booked that class. I'm laying in bed and I'm like, okay, I'm going to just sleep for another like 20 minutes, get up.
No, you're not.
Coffee, roll my face.
That's not the way that works.
I did it. Guess the next time I wake up and look at my phone.
The 1 minute after the class started.
7:12.
Okay. I'm like, I know. Look, this is a lived experience. Like lesson learned. I can't learn the lesson either. Like, but I know the way it goes, but I make that mistake to this day.
I confidently make that all the time. I'm like, oh, obviously I can go to bed for another 20 minutes and wake up in time, feel refreshed and go to this class. No, I'll sleep for another 3 hours. Like what? What?
I'm signed up for a 6 a.m. class. Yeah. I'm signed up for a 6 a.m. class tomorrow morning. It will be the third 6 a.m. class I've been signed up for this week. And so maybe I can get 1 out of 3. Maybe I can do one.
There's a couple. See, here on Friday. So it's a Thursday evening. For those of you who are wondering, so we're talking about Friday morning. And Friday morning classes here like are just okay. And there's one class there's a couple classes at 6 that are just like, eh. Yeah. Or I would either have to do a class at 5:30 or 8:30. And unfortunately I cannot be that late into the office. So I think I'm going to have to try to do 5:30, but I'm not going to sign up for it. I'm just going to like wake up and see.
Well, so this past week when I did the, when I ran at 5:30 in the morning, it was great. Honestly didn't even feel super tired. And like, once I was done with the run, I was like, this is great. I made eggs for myself.
Yeah,
I
took a shower. After is the best.
To work at like finally like on time, cause I'm always running late. But then like the very next day I was like, okay, I'm going to do a 6 a.m. class and nope, couldn't do it. couldn't do it.
I know.
But I think I'll be able to do it tomorrow because I know I'm not going to be up super late tonight. I mean, hopefully.
Yeah.
I don't know. I started watching a show last night. Like I've been doing this lately too, as in like the last like several months I've been doing this, starting a show at like 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And then I do the same.
I'm like, what are you doing, Claire? You should be getting in bed, not doing like, this is the last thing you need to do. But I finally,
like, why do we need to watch another episode right now?
Like you don't, why do you need to start watching anything right now? But I started watching Sex Lives of College Girls.
Oh, I've heard that's good, but
it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's on HBO Max. It's so good. I really like it. It's really cute. And so I was watching that. I started trying to watch The Watcher the other day. It didn't really, I don't know. I just like, I wasn't enjoying it.
Yeah. So I am on the last episode of The Watcher. And this is what I will say. The beginning is okay. The middle is like meh. And then, but the ending has been pretty good.
Okay.
So,
well,
and honestly, the middle couple episodes, there's like literally one or two episodes where I was also like doing other things and I still know what's going on. So,
I think that's probably going to take a back seat for me though, because I'm doing this Sex Lives of College Girls, and then there's new Unsolved Mysteries, and then the new season of Love is Blind just came out.
I know, it's like a lot of TV.
Like, what are we going to do?
Literally. And I still have to watch Luckiest Girl Alive. I still have to watch Blonde.
I know, I haven't watched
it either. There's one other movie on Netflix that I've been wanting to watch that I haven't watched yet. I don't know. Well, that, and then I have two books on Libby that I like kind of got to read in the next like 5 days. So one I'm almost done with, and the other one I need to like start and finish, but I think it's only like 200 pages. So, but I got a lot to do, you know, gotta it find is, it.
Yeah. I mean, on top of trying to do our jobs, we have to do all of these things too. It's simply almost too much.
It's almost too much to ask, but luckily we're multitasking ladies.
We can do it. We can do it. I'm up to the task of watching television in addition to my work duties.
Yeah.
And then it's White like, Lotus is about to TV come out.
And work. I like that. Do you ever do that?
Watch TV at work?
Are you allowed?
Oh, I would be allowed. I just don't think I have like the time. Actually, I don't know that. I never type Netflix in on my work computer. We have some stuff that's blocked, but I wouldn't be able to do it, I don't think.
Yeah.
The only thing I have is I have a TV in my office, and sometimes I just keep it on and I'll get like the news.
Oh.
Yeah, stay informed.
You watch like the Today Show in the morning?
Yeah, it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
To go in and just kind of keep up with what's going on. But yeah, I can't concentrate that way either though. Like I even if I can bring up Netflix on my computer, like I can't write and have something playing in the background. So
yeah,
it wouldn't be good. And I don't want to screw up the things I'm writing at this job.
I'm making like graphics on Canva all day. So like I can, can watch like, the latest episode of like Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and, you know, make some graphics and write a newsletter.
Yeah. I literally today I wrote legislative testimony, which was a first, but that's something I don't want to
screw up. That is absolutely wild.
I know. I'm like, who gave me this responsibility?
You're like,
am I qualified? But you know what? I was like, I think I'm killing this. TBD. We'll see when it gets read. But
plot twist, Claire is a political queen.
Maybe, who knows?
Or a government queen.
Government. Yeah. I'm not good at
not really political.
I don't know that I would be good at politics. I don't want to find out. But yeah, I'm wearing my Kentucky sweatshirt.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love it.
Go Cats.
I am currently wearing a PJ set that I bought at Walmart
during like the pandemic. A month
into the pandemic, and I bleached it.
Naturally.
Yeah. And, you know, it was right around that time when bleaching things was like all the rage because we didn't really have anything else to do.
Yeah.
This was one of the things I bleached.
I never bleached, but I did tie-dye. We tie-dyed at Katie's that one day.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
In the front lawn.
Wow. We must have been real bored.
We were. We, in fact, were.
I can't imagine doing that now. Like, can you imagine, like, me being like, do you guys want to tie-dye our shirts in my front lawn?
No, because I'm not 9 years old. But it was fun.
Yeah.
Because we couldn't do anything else.
Yeah, it was a fun throwback to childhood.
We had literally traversed every street of Lexington on a walk, so it was time to figure something else out.
It was like, we have to do something else.
Yes.
Box we did. That's crazy.
It was
a time. What a time.
It was a time. It certainly was.
Well, something else that was a time was Brock.
So it seems. It seems to have been pretty eventful. I feel like this was the BravoCon that I was telling Jacqueline before we started, like, I didn't really pay a whole lot of attention to it, but like, I feel like it is the BravoCon that I heard the most about. Like, I kind of couldn't avoid it. Where in years past, it was like, oh, okay. I mean, you know, I don't know. It just seemed like a bigger deal this year.
Yeah. And they had like a panel for basically every show on Bravo, and all like majority of the stars, or quote unquote stars from Bravo, were there. Especially all the Real Housewives, which, you know, were pretty interesting. And there was a decent amount of drama that happened. And I think that in the next seasons of some of the Real Housewives shows, it's going to be like, well, you said in New York, da 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 da. And it's going to be like, oh, so she said that at BravoCon. Like, that's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I bet so. I wonder if, like, they sit, I don't know. I wonder how much of this drama was, like, kind of planned to happen at BravoCon. I don't know, like, or if they're just all messy bitches who live for the drama, you know, like.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, what was so interesting was that, New Jersey, they were originally supposed to have one panel.
Okay.
And so, like, when I talk about a panel, I basically mean, like, the Real Housewives from that cast are sitting on the stage. There's, like, an audience. There's a mediator. And they, like, play a game, or, like, the mediator asks some questions, or, you know, just stuff like that. And each panel was different. So there was, like, a Southern Charm panel, a Real Housewives of Miami, like Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, Summer House, like all those shows.
Yeah.
And New Jersey, they split the panel, which was interesting, with Teresa and Louie and Jennifer Aiden and her husband Bill and Dolores on one, and then Jackie, Margaret, and then Melissa and Joe on the other. Which, I mean, I guess it would have been weird if they were together, because no one has seen the season. So, like, we don't really know what happens. I mean, we know something big happened because Melissa and Joe didn't go to the wedding, and, like, there was a lot of drama in the press and stuff, but, like,
yeah,
we haven't watched it. And people were just cute, like, you know, there are rumors swirling that Teresa requested it or that Melissa requested it. But then someone straight up asked Andy Cohen at BravoCon, and he basically, like, used that. He didn't really say that either one asked. He just was like, you know, some of these stars, some of these people are in a way different place than the last time you saw them on your screen. So, like, it would be weird if, like, they're arguing about things and you haven't even seen it yet.
Right. Oh, so they're just trying to maybe keep them separated for the sake of the show.
Yeah. And he said for, like, the sake of, like, the panel too, because he's like, if they were getting along, or, like, kind of getting along, and then they're arguing about something you haven't even seen, like, it might not even make sense, like, when you're watching the argument.
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting.
So, yeah. So that was pretty interesting. And then they showed the trailer for the next season of Real Housewives of Miami, which looks interesting, because Lisa Hochenstein, I can't remember how you say her last name, she's getting divorced. And, like, the opening montage to the trailer was just, like, her being like, I love my husband, I love my life, da 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 da, our life. And then it's like, it goes black and white, cuts to her crying, and is like,
oh no,
we're getting divorced. He has a mistress. And then in, like, the middle of the trailer, she's like, yeah, I just found out my trainer dropped me because he's training the mistress.
What?
It looks like a good season overall.
I've never watched Miami.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Okay.
And then they announced the new cast of The Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
Which has
Jenna Lyons, who was the former creative director of J.Crew when I worked there.
Yeah.
And that is just a weird, I don't know. I would have never thought that she would want to be a real housewife, but I guess
she's, I know. But her life is juicy because she has two kids, was married to a guy, got divorced, and now she's married to a woman.
Yes.
So that's interesting. That's like just an interesting life story. Yeah. And then another one of the cast members, I'm blanking on her name, sorry, but she is a real estate agent for Frederick from Million Dollar Listing New York.
She's an
agent at his agency.
Oh, okay. So he'll probably be in the mix.
Yeah, maybe, or like, you know, some fake shot of her like going into the office or something. And he's like, oh. Yeah.
And then I don't know about any of the other people at all.
So I was like stalking them all on Instagram, and they all have a decent amount of followings. Like one of them does like PR. Another girl looks like she, they all look relatively successful. Like it's a mix of, I guess, like influencer, model, PR, marketing, like just,
yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know. It seems like a pretty interesting cast.
Yeah. And then are they still doing the legacy cast? Is that still happening, or is that a rumor?
Well, that's the thing. So they haven't officially announced that it's happening.
Right.
But we do have Luann and Sonia's show of them going to like that small town coming out. Mm-hmm. I don't think they've announced the exact release date of it yet. I don't remember. Okay. But they have said like what it's called, what it's going to be about. And then, yeah, they haven't announced the legacy thing, which is really weird. But I'm wondering if they're waiting to see how Luann and Sonia's show goes before they announce anything with legacy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just wondering, like, if did we make it up as fans?
I don't think so. I feel like they told us that was what's gonna, I don't know, whatever. I can't even remember at this point.
Yeah, I have no idea. I've never known, but I don't know if there's ever any official word on that or not.
Yeah. And then, so something else that I personally enjoyed was that Lisa Rinna took the stage and she was booed. Yeah. Kathy Hilton took the stage and she got a standing ovation.
Yeah, very interesting. I mean, it's very interesting. Yeah, I don't know what to make of it at all because, like,
I don't really either.
I mean, I don't think either of them are, like, we should be like exalting either of them, you know. But
right,
the fans definitely do seem to be on the side of Kathy Hilton.
Yeah, yeah.
But they all just,
I think they're on the side of Kathy Hilton in the fact that she is calling Rinna out and not afraid to call her out.
Sure. Sure. But Rinna is annoying to me. I do not love her. Like, I am not a big fan, but I have to stop and think, like, with all this drama between her and Kathy Hilton, like, the only reason why I think we don't know what Kathy Hilton did is because Kathy Hilton has sent cease and desist orders and like threatened to sue everyone. And so that's what's making Rinna look like overly dramatic and like secret, like acting like she can't say what she witnessed. It's because Kathy Hilton basically silenced her. So yeah, at least that's what, I mean, I don't know. Like, we don't really know what is going on, but I mean, I'm just kind of like, I have my eye on all of them.
Yeah. It's like, I got my eye on all of you.
Yeah. So it is, I don't know. I haven't watched this week's reunion yet.
I haven't either. I was like halfway through the episode before we started this podcast. I was watching it while eating dinner.
Monday night after I had gotten home from a work function, I was like still a little energized. So I watched Potomac and I honestly turned it off before the episode was over. I found it boring, which makes me really sad because I love Potomac. So I'm hoping I get into it again. I don't know if like, I just was too tired that
no,
night.
No, I think you were just too tired. You got it. Okay. It's good. It's good.
Okay.
All right. Like the first episode, this was me.
I know. I love the first episode was great. They really brought it. But the second episode, I was like, oh, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm
in bed. Well, the second episode, the first scene is so weird because it literally picks up like mid conversation from the week before.
Yeah.
So like, it was kind of hard. I was like, wait a second, what were they talking about? And then I was like, oh yeah.
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 Yeah. Those women, they really, they do clock in, you know, they say, we are here to work and we will get the work done.
We will get it done.
Yes. Anything else at BravoCon?
I'm trying to think if there was anything really else. This didn't happen at BravoCon, but I just wanted to quickly mention it while we're talking about Bravo. Is that over in Real Housewives of Orange County, Bronwyn has filed for divorce from her husband.
Okay, from her husband. Thought they were already, were they separated? Because I know she's had her same-sex relationship.
Parenting separately, like she would go live somewhere for like a few months and then like come back home.
Yeah. Hmm.
Which kind of gave me the vibes of like, she was like going to New York or Miami in hopes of getting on a different city of the Real Housewives, and then if she did, they would all move.
Oh, interesting.
I don't know. I don't know if that's accurate, but that's the vibe I got from her.
Well, I've never seen her. I've never watched a season with her on it, but I feel like it's been hard to not know stuff about her.
She's the woe.
Yeah.
She's annoying. It's bad.
Yeah, I can't say I've been like, ooh, I want to watch her on television. But I mean, these Housewives shows, it's really, there's always something going on.
Always something.
Truly, truly, truly. Well, yeah. So if you are a Bravo fan, you were eating well this past week or so, and much to Jacqueline's full disappointment, that meant all those Southern Charm people were not in Charleston when we were there, and our Airbnb was directly on top of sewing down south. So
when we say directly on top, like we literally mean our door was right next to the store.
We had the same address. Like we were like, just like 493A and 493B. Like so
yeah. It was iconic. Also, Claire and Haley got there first, and Claire texted me and said, in like our little group chat of all the people staying in our Airbnb, and was like, Jacqueline, don't freak out, but we're right above.
Just pull it together, okay?
I was like, what?
Yeah, it was very funny that that's exactly where we were. It was a great location. Great little spa on King Street. Through the Casa is where we rented it through. And I truly think it was 493 King Street. So if you're ever looking for like a good little like place to stay, that's right in the middle of everything. It was a good one. And
we were able to walk everywhere.
Yeah.
Which was really nice. And then if we were going somewhere else that was kind of far, the Ubers never took long and weren't ever very expensive.
Yeah. Cause we were like smack right there. Dab in the middle. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was fun. That was
it was so fun.
Yeah. Okay. I
I like read part of this and then like had to check out because I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So the drama with Olivia Wilde goes on. We've been through the being served in public divorce custody papers. We've been through the Don't Worry Darling premiere or at the Cannes Film Festival. And then we start hearing about some salad dressing that apparently tore Jason Sudeikis apart when Olivia Wilde left and she left with her salad dressing. And so everyone's like, drop the recipe, drop the recipe. And then we see the recipe and it is the most basic salad dressing recipe ever.
Like, I'm boring.
Well, I mean, it's a good basic salad dressing recipe. Like, I feel like that's one my mom would make with like Dijon, some red wine vinegar. I can't remember if hers had shallots in it or not, but like, it's like a pretty basic, like oil, vinegar, lemon juice, mustard, salt, pepper. Like, that's a great recipe. But like Jason Sudeikis, have you never had a salad? Like, I feel for the man that he was so torn apart over that recipe.
I feel like it's a symbolism.
Maybe. Okay.
Because, so from what I have gathered, she Olivia tells Jason, they're filming Don't Worry, Darling. Olivia tells Jason, oh, I have to get this apartment that's closer to set because there's a COVID outbreak on set. So she gets the apartment. She's living there. Something happens in the timeline. And then she like eventually is like, oh, I want to separate. Like never really says she's like dating someone else. And then he kind of like finds out, apparently Jason found out, this is according to the nanny who did all this like interview and stuff. I guess Jason found out about Harry because he read text messages on an Apple Watch.
Okay.
And he found out about the relationship. And then she comes back to the house and is like doing stuff in the kitchen, makes that salad dressing and like leaves. And he like freaks out and apparently lays on the ground behind her car to try to stop her from leaving.
Oh my gosh, I hate that we have to know this information. It really, honestly,
so uncomfortable. So, and this nanny did this interview, you know, with Daily Mail, and the nanny describes Olivia as like quote unquote giddy after, and a lot of this is, I don't want to say a lot of it, but like bits of it are relevant because Olivia's side and her people are claiming that they didn't start their relationship until like June or like July or something. But really, the nanny is claiming that she started seeing him in like January.
Right. Yeah.
So that's like another thing. And so the nanny's claiming that she was like basically caught in the middle between the two of them, which I'm sure she was. Like,
yeah, it was probably very uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's so, like, she's having to like take care of the kids while like the parents are like arguing and like are not thinking logically because they're emotionally in duress. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's, yeah.
So where does the salad dressing come into play?
So I'm reading just like a synopsis of the Daily Mail article. And so it just says that their devoted nanny of 3 years who is caught in the middle of the wearing pair has now spoken out in an interview with Daily Mail. The nanny said Sudeikis later uncovered the full details of Wilde's relationship with Stiles by reading messages on an Apple Watch Wilde left behind. And during a blow-up fight on November 15th, the Ted Lasso star allegedly lashed out and chased after Olivia after she prepared a salad for Stiles in their kitchen. And that's what had her dressing on it. And then since like this interview that the nanny did, the Olivia and Jason came out with a joint statement, and they just says they just said, as parents, it's incredibly upsetting to learn that a former nanny of two young children would choose to make such false and scurrilous accusations about us publicly. That definitely was written by Olivia, because she uses so many unnecessary words. But
I don't know. It's just like, it's drama like this where I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys, like, get it together. This is a mess. Like, get your stuff on lock and sort it out among yourselves.
Yeah. So the nanny says that, you know, despite Wild's insistence that her split from Sudeikis was initially friendly, it in fact left Sudeikis blindsided and distraught and drinking heavily alone at home and ranting to the couple's nanny, quote, she's fucking someone else. And then the nanny told Vanity Fair, the complete horseshit idea that I left Jason, or no, sorry, sorry, Wild told Vanity Fair, the complete horseshit idea that I left Jason for Harry is completely inaccurate. Our relationship was long over before I met Harry. And then this article of the Daily Mail just goes on to say, but in fact, she was talking of marriage to Sudeikis as late as October of that year, being 2020. The nanny said, and broke up with Sudeikis a month later, just weeks after she began filming Don't Worry, Darling with Styles in Palm Springs.
Yeah.
So the timeline is just like really murky. And I think the issues with that is a lot of people have kind of thought that the timeline was murky, but then the nanny doing this interview kind of confirms the murkiness of the timeline. But then also with Jason like laying behind the car, it's like, oh no, like it just doesn't make anyone look good, including the nanny.
No, everybody looks bad. And please don't lay behind a car ever. It's not a good idea.
Yeah, also like, I don't know.
Well, I'm hoping this is the last we hear of all this, but something tells me it's not.
Yeah. So I think I'm trying to find like the reason. She was trying to like, I guess they, like Jason came home and like randomly fired her. So she's been trying to get like money from them, or just kind of like get like compensation for like her time like lost.
Oh, the nanny.
Yeah. So then she's been trying to, the nanny has been trying to like talk to them about this. And yeah, they've just been like, no, sorry. Like, so then she went public with it.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. Well, I guess that worked.
Yeah.
Should get money from a magazine, I guess, this way.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I wonder how much she got.
I don't know.
Right?
I don't know. I don't know if they really pay for that stuff or what. So, whatever. All right. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. Whatever. That's uncomfortable. We know that information.
Yes, we know. We simply know too much now. James Corden was banned and unbanned from Balthazar in New York City. I've always struggled with James Corden because my mom really loves him. My mom thinks he's funny and charming, and he is funny and charming. But there's always been rumors that he's a bad guy, like in terms of the way
he treats people.
And so I just feel like there's been a lot of smoke. And so I feel like there has to be fire. And Keith McNally is the owner of Balthazar and like Pastis. And I forget the third one. There's three.
Yeah. Manetta, there's a third. Yeah. I think so.
Manetta. No, I don't know. Whatever. Balthazar is where I ate after my college graduation. So I I am connected to Balthazar.
Love for you.
But he's a great Instagram follow. And he posted the other day that he was banning. He's never had to 86 a customer before, but he's 86.
I love that term, 86ing a customer.
Yeah, it's such a restaurant term.
I know.
He was 86ing James Corden for treating his staff poorly. But then just mere hours later, he said that James Corden called him and apologized. So he's back in. So I don't know. But then
it's
other
like,
people.
Can you really? But then he never really said that it didn't happen. He just was like, oh, he apologized profusely. He's back in.
Right. That, yeah. It's not that it was a lie. It was that he just let it back in. But then there's been other like people come out since then being like, oh no, he was mean to these people here and these people here. And so it seems as though James Corden is just like probably a fussy customer at the least, and maybe a grade A jerk at the worst. But I believe he's about to leave America because he's leaving a show and going back to the UK, and maybe he's just misunderstood here in America.
Well, honestly, I heard the Brits don't really, really like.
Well, great. Well, sounds like maybe he just needs to learn to treat people better.
Yeah.
Allegedly. I don't know. I mean, like, where I,
yeah,
like
I said, really,
there's a lot of smoke,
really,
so I feel like I there's got to be some fire.
Story, but he, what did he call him? A cretin?
A cretin, yeah. Which is great.
I'm obsessed with that.
Yes, it's a good word to use. Yeah, I don't know. It was a fun little, like, it was great fun when he got 86th, and then it kind of like took the wind out of our sails when he kind of went back on it. It was like, oh, but come on.
No, it's like, come on, stick to him. Stick to your guns, please.
And I mean, it's really no harm, no foul. It's a restaurant. Like, there's one restaurant in the entire United States that you aren't allowed to go to. Okay, great.
Yeah.
But they do make
everyone's really had fun with that, with the idea of 86 and someone for a bit, you know?
Yes. Yeah.
So then the next story I thought would be fun just to talk about for a sec here is that just a little update on Anna Delvey.
Yeah, is she's out of jail.
Yes. And I don't think they ever said who she is staying. Hold on.
She has an ankle monitor.
Yes. And they basically were going to grant her bail if she was able to find someone to stay with.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well.
And she did. And she's released.
Yeah, honestly, I'm happy for her.
You know what?
I root for Anna.
I kind of do too, honestly.
I don't feel like, I mean, is she a criminal? Technically, yes. But like, who
she's
did she
kind really of
hurt?
Iconic.
But my question is, who did she really hurt? You know? No one.
No one physically.
I know. Well, but even financially, it's like some, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like,
I don't have a problem with what she's done. Obviously, I'd feel different if it was my money, but I'm just saying, from where I am now in life, I don't have a problem with her, and I just hope to never have a run-in with old Miss Delvey, old Miss Sorokin.
It's just fun to talk about, you know.
It certainly is.
And the last mention I want to say, and then this is really all I'm going to say on that, on this, is that Kanye's a piece of shit.
Oh yeah, he's fully not. Yeah,
I mean, I think we already knew that, but like, it is just, I mean, the anti-Semitic stuff. I mean, shut up. And
yeah,
honestly, go to hell.
Yeah, he's reached some new heights with his discourse and saying some reprehensible things.
Yeah,
it's beyond just like saying shocking, weird things. It's like, yeah, now you're saying racist things, and I don't know if it's for shock value or if it's how he really feels, but either way, it is not okay. Yeah.
No, it's not okay. It's so bad. I mean, it was so bad to the point where he, like, I mean, like he had like certain, you know, social media, like things like taken away, like by the actual app themselves. Like,
yeah, he was removed from Instagram and Twitter, right?
Yeah. And Twitter. Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't remember if he was just like,
yeah, he's both, at least like, they just, both, I think they he's suspended.
Were, yeah. Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah. Not good.
So bad. Good. And we would be remiss without mentioning.
Yes. Diametrically opposed to that news is we here on our Thursday are just a few hours away from the Midnights era. From
so
one
I hope
Ms.
that
Taylor
you're listening
Swift.
To it, you're listening to it, and you're taking a break, and you're listening to our podcast, and then you go right back to listening to it. I can't wait. I know it's going to be great, and we should do like a full breakdown of it next week.
Yeah, I'm excited.
That would be fun.
I know. I'm excited to listen to it, and yeah, I have a good feeling about it. You know, she never does me wrong, but it'll be an exciting. Listen, I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay up till it comes out because I think it'll be 11 o'clock my time when it comes out. So,
yeah. Oh, maybe. Yeah. I won't be able to stay up. I'll listen to it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to listen to it on the way to my workout class tomorrow.
There you go. That's a little motivation to get you up and out of bed.
Yeah.
You
we'll
get
see.
Up, you get to listen to New Taylor.
Oh, my God.
Yes. So, very exciting. So exciting.
So exciting.
Yes.
Well, should we just, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think, you know, we've covered a lot of ground and it's just the two of us. So we can just do our self-care and favorite things and maybe, you know, God forbid, get in bed at a decent time.
I know. It would be a miracle.
It would be a miracle.
What is your favorite thing
first?
Okay.
My favorite thing is it's this new lip balm I bought. It's an e.l.f. lip balm. And I put the name in the rundown, but now I'm just like paranoid I got the name wrong. So I'm actually acting here. It is the e.l.f. Hydrating Core Lip Shine. And so it's like a colored balm.
Let's see.
But on the inside, it has like a little like hydrating thing. It's like a little heart that's in there. I don't know if you can see it.
Oh,
but,
that's so cute.
It adds good color. I got the color I got is lovely. It's like a reddish color. And so it gives like a good tint to your lips and it's hydrating. So it's like a tinted chapstick almost, but I really like it. It's e.l.f. So it was super affordable and it's just a nice little thing to put on to give your lips a little bit of color, but, also give them some hydration if you're needing it, which we are now into the cooler, drier months where I don't know about you, but my hair and skin are already like feeling drier than they were.
Oh yeah. My skin is already like, what are you doing?
Yes. It's just like, and even this is the first time in a while where I've really noticed my hair change where like, I just feel like everything is just a bit drier.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for all the ways to add in a little bit of extra moisture. And then my self-care is just really like buckling down, eating healthy. Like the couple weeks leading up to Charleston and then in Charleston, I was just kind of like going nuts. Not like super crazy bad or anything, but just like being a little more intentional about
A little more floozy.
Yes. Yeah. And so now I'm just trying to like, you know,
keep
my portions in check, maybe, and just, you know, just be a little more mindful of eating because before you know it, it's going to be the holidays and we all know what goes on in the holidays. It's just a free for all constantly. So I'm like in this small little time between now and the holidays, I'm trying to just be healthier and feel a little bit better about myself health-wise. And then, you know, we'll circle back, you know, about March and start over again.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like the line I'm usually on too.
Yes. How about you?
Well, So my favorite thing this week, I mean, like we've talked about with Charleston this week, I've just been like exhausted. And then I've just had a busy week with work. Just getting back in the swing of things and meetings and yada, yada. So I have been wearing my under eye patches. Like normally I put them on in the morning, but I literally have also been wearing them in bed at night. And I don't know if it's done anything, but certainly mentally it's made me feel better. So that's enough for me.
Good. Hey, mental is a huge aspect of
this. Exactly. So that's been my favorite thing this week. And then my self-care kind of aligns with you. It's just like getting back into a routine, just making sure like, okay, we're going to bed at this time. We're waking up at this time. We're going to eat healthy, you know, just sticking to just the right choices.
Yes. Yeah. And it feels good to get back in those routines after you've been like a little loosey goosey for a little bit. Cause you just, I don't know. I feel like more grounded when I'm back to basics. Like sometimes when it's fun to go, go, go and, you know, be eating out all the time and going and doing or whatever. But like, I feel like a little bit like I'm floating in space sometimes when I'm doing that, where I'm like, oh my gosh, yeah. I don't have like any of my normal stuff. And
yeah,
I just don't know what is going to happen next kind of situation. And there's a lot to be said for stability.
And stability, sleep, and water. Honestly.
Yes. Ooh, and that's, I'm trying to drink water. I'm such a bad water drinker. When I'm at work, just forget about it.
Oh my God. I can't stop when I'm at work. It's like sitting right next to me and I'm just like chugging it.
Ugh, I know. I just get cold. It's been a struggle for me forever, but I'm working on it. So. Well, hot dog.
Well, hot diggity dog. It's time.
It is. We did it. We hope you enjoyed it. Don't forget to give us a follow on social media and let us know what you think. Tell us how you're doing as we ease into the fall and then soon the holidays. Halloween's going to be next week. My goodness. We're
already here.
We're in the downward slide. That's for sure.
Seriously. I can't believe it.
Me either.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Happy Taylor Swift listening.
That's right. Yeah. I want your midnights. All right. We'll talk to you soon.